Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode 420-13 of the Flats and Shanks podcast. I'm the first one. I'm Flats. And he's the second one. He's
Shanks.
Tell him where we are, fella.
Our usual, mate. Our usual. Moto Services. It's my favourite. Bit of blossom on the tree.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Just let one go, then.
No.
Oh.
That was the door. That was your seat creaking.
All right. I heard a noise. You went, oh.
Oh, no. That's like that little blossom tree at the Moto Services. It's like being back in Japan, isn't it, for the World Cup. Beautiful.
Cherry blossom.
Absolutely blimmin' beautiful.
Oh, I'd love to be back in Japan now for the World Cup. Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, Tom. I had a well, apart from anything else, we did get out of lockdown because of the old monsoon, but I had a night out booked Thursday. I had a table booked at the pub, a couple of blooming pints, getting on it.
Yeah,
got cancelled.
No, why?
Long story. It's to do with Powley's floors in his kitchen not being done yet.
What, so you can't go to the pub?
No.
Priorities, mate.
I don't know how it worked out like that, but it did, and I had my night cancelled.
Is he one of people like sort of you and Katie Price, like always a drama, or is it?
No, that's more me than him.
Yeah,
it's more me than him. There's always something extreme going on, but with me, but not with him. So that was a shame. So I'm still yet to do a beer garden. You done a beer garden yet?
Thursday.
You did it on Thursday.
Hospitality is open today. Oh. It's happening on Thursday. Bit of golf first, down Glamorganshire. I've got quite a bit of money on my bar card.
Have you?
Yeah, when I say quite a bit, 150
smackaroonies,
grand
spondoolies. What, so hang on, your bar card, is that because you put a bit on each month and it's added up?
No, it's because when you rejoin as a member, I think they give you 50 quid for a bar tab.
That's all right. It's one round for
it
the
continues
lads.
If you don't use it, so I'm gonna hammer that responsibly, obviously. Probably doing shandies on Thursday. So a bit around,
oh fella,
bit of golf, round of golf, and then a few drinks outside, socially distant.
Oh yeah.
And then probably popping up to a bar in Penarth, where I live. Come and join us if you want.
Yeah, if you want to get stalky.
I'll do Q&As for a bit of cash, no problem.
Do you
photos for a pound?
Can you play 18 holes of golf yet in Wales?
Yeah.
Oh right, you're fully open. You're open.
Yep. Yep. Shops are open.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Mm.
Feels good, boy.
Yeah, hospitality is open today, so we are back.
I've noticed no difference yet to how I'm living, but except for traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic is back. Traffic is officially back.
Mm. Just got time after the school run, haven't you?
Oh, boy.
Oh, do you know what I saw today?
Talk to me.
I had my eyes tested again today. I'm wearing contact lenses, and they're just making sure they fit all right.
Okay.
So I had a bit of time to kill before I met you here. I just popped up to Cardiff Golf Range, St Mellon's. They got a golf range with like a trackman on there, so you hit the ball and it tells you the apex of the shot.
Or where it would have gone and away. Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
distance, the carry. And I saw Mark Ring there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's he doing?
Well, two things surprised me about him. He's looking very well. And he's big.
Is he?
He's a big bloke. Not as in he's putting loads of weight, but just tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I remember being a bit smaller, like Jiffy.
No, he's bigger than Jiffy. Easily. He's bigger, he's bigger than a sheep.
Jiffy's old now, isn't he? Yeah.
Still going for his knighthood.
On Mark Ring, right? Yeah. Oh, go on. Tell me something else. You finish. I'll tell you about Mark Ring.
And he's now a carer. And he had a guy he's looking after. He's taking him putting on the driving range.
What a legend.
Absolutely lovely legend. What a player he was as well, mine. Like, ahead of his time. Skill set.
Was it? I can't remember.
Yeah. So skillful, mate. Like, today's game, he'd be absolutely perfect. So, it's nice to see him.
What team did he play for in Wales again? Is it Cardiff?
Yep.
So, playing against Cardiff.
Among others, but he did play.
Yeah, you'll have been at Sarries then. We were playing for Sarries against Cardiff. And really early in my career, your career, but probably quite late in his, with respect. And we warmed up and Danny Grucott was playing the second row for Sarries with us. And we sat next to each other in the changing room. And I thought he was having a coughing fit. I looked over and he was laughing so hysterically that he was crying. And he had his head in his jersey trying to disguise the fact that he was laughing just before kickoff, because warm-up had just coming from the warm-up, about to go out and play. And he was like, I remember him laughing, and his laugh was like, yeah, he was like crying. I said, well, I just walked in, and one of their lads on his shirt, back of his shirt, he's just got the word ring. He couldn't control himself because he had ring on his shirt. That was one of the first seasons we put names on our shirts.
And that was Danny Grucock.
Danny Grucock, yeah.
All right.
And he was just crying. Oh, ring. Oh.
Hypocrite.
Remember that guy who played for Northampton called Luke Myring? Second best name in the Premiership ever behind Lovejoy Chawatama.
That is a good one.
Lovejoy. Oh, Mark.
There's
ring.
Been a few weird names, isn't there?
I can't think of any now off the cuff.
There's a guy at the Ospreys, a Canadian guy. I can't remember what his name was. For some reason, I'm thinking Jardon, like Hugh, but it wasn't.
You wish it was.
Like that. It was something like that. I can't remember.
Hey, look, we're in a car park.
It was something to do with a penis.
This fella's just got out of his motorhome.
Mm.
He
looks like a two-berth.
Two-berth.
Majestic.
It's a P-Rex. It's a 67. It's a 2017. His missus has put her bum bag on to walk into the services.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't trust them. I think we're... She, I get. He, I don't know. He feels like he's not long out to me.
Hey, look, what
you been up to? You got drinks garden, beer garden coming up, and a bit of golf coming up. What you been doing? I know you've been working.
Yeah, I worked on Sunday, which was yesterday, for the Dragons Scarlets game. I'll give you a little debrief of that later. Oh, great
game. Try first.
Great weather. We should be starting the season now.
Yeah.
The games are so much better. The last couple of weeks, I've seen an instant improvement in the quality of games. The try scored.
I got a problem.
The pace of game.
I got a problem with it.
Conflicts with something else?
Yeah.
What?
My summer holidays in Devon. I know it's better for the game, but I like my summers down there. I like that. I wouldn't mind Christmas off, to be fair, but I like my summers down there.
You like to spend like sort of 3-4 weeks there, don't you?
Well, do you know what? I've been doing 5, 6, 7 the last couple of years and driving back for the odd bit, but now not only going to do maybe 3 weeks this summer, which is not a lot for me.
No.
Maybe 4 if I can find it.
But yeah, I know. That's sort of the selfish side of you coming out.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Pops its head up now and again, doesn't it?
But you'll never hear me, you'll never see me. You know how the lads like...
What about winter holiday in Verbier? Kids would love that.
Oh, yeah, really, that's true, actually. Yeah. Stay in one of Lowell's houses.
Yeah.
King of Verbs. You'll never see me doing, because you know all the lads like love to retweet stuff that makes them look good, like virtue signalling. The boys are doing it all the time. You'll never see me retweet and promote summer rugby, even though I know it's good for the game and I really enjoy it once I got there, because I can't help thinking I'd be on my boat down in Devon doing barbecues on the beach.
You'd still get the odd weekend off, though.
I know. Midweek would be all right.
Yeah.
What tends to happen in the summer anyway is you end up getting in the car at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning and driving up to do something on the Saturday anyway. So that's all right, but...
I reckon you'd be all right, mate. I reckon you'd be all right.
Worries me. Even Brian Moore said, look, it's got summer rugby so much better the other day, and he's right.
Save rugby league, didn't it?
Maybe, yeah.
But it just conflicts with so many other sports, though, doesn't it?
But like, especially what?
For, well,
cricket. Who cares about cricket?
Tennis,
mate?
Cricket.
Who cares about those?
Rounders, kabaddi.
Kabaddi, yes.
Bowls.
Remember Trans World Sport?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that show.
It'd be amazing.
We should bring it back. We should bring it back. Oh, don't tell anyone. That could be our next. That could be a big idea. Okay. Bring it back.
Just need a production company and someone, a sponsor. All right. Maybe GoFundMe with it.
What'd you say?
GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely could do that. We do that.
Yeah, so not up to much, mate. It's been a bit of a hectic weekend, really, because my little one, my 2.5-year-old, has got temperature. So life stops.
Oh, God. But it stops.
Up and down.
Just stops, just gets worse.
Out of hours, doctor. It's gone into the 40s, down again. Calpol, Nurofen.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. Bet you don't miss those days.
No, I don't.
So, yeah. Been put on hold for a bit this weekend.
Oh, fella. What you need...
I did a spatchcock chicken, though.
What'd you call me?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely chicken from Field and Flower, right? And you just cut the backbone out. You need a sharp pair of scissors.
Well, they call them poultry scissors, don't they? But I just use kitchen ones.
Yeah, I use a pair
for a knife. Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a bit squeamish, you might not like the crunches or the bones breaking. And then flan it out, a couple of skewers through it. Half the time it takes to cook.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Funny mention that, boy. Might be doing one tonight, as it happens.
And also, get my house ready. I'm selling it. Trying to, anyway.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to tweet the link so everyone can...
No.
Yeah.
No good agenda. But I haven't found anywhere yet to move to.
How hard are you looking?
Hard.
You're on right move, aren't you?
Hard.
Coffee, you're in coffee right hand. Right, no, you're not blooming Buffalo because you're a lad.
Mm.
Your right move, right hand, coffee left hand, 3 or 4 times a day, aren't you?
You've got to check it, mate. But I'm in contact with all the estate agents around Penarth. So
do you get alerts on email? I get email alerts.
No, just check it.
My problem is I set up an alert ages ago and obviously didn't really know how to do it. And I've never changed it. But I will get alert, new property in Bath, 3 new properties in Bath. And one will be studio flat, central Bath, 5th floor, £12.50. The other one will be 47 acres, 13 bedrooms, £9 million. Like, I haven't set my alerts up properly here.
Yeah, and none in between. None of the price range you want because they go too quick.
Yeah, go on.
I did try and strim a load of my daisies off my grass. I've got a problem with my grass. Too many daisies on there at the moment.
They're pretty.
In my back garden.
They're pretty.
Yeah, not like 3,000 of them. But so I mowed the lawn and I didn't take them all up. So I got the strimmer out and I've sort of ended up taking about 50 patches
off
my lawn.
Of course you have.
So I've had to water it, rake it, plant new grass seed.
Oh, mate. You get a solution that you just spray on your grass.
Like a male Charlie Dimmock, aren't I?
Kind of. You get a solution that you get. I've got a back pumper, one of those things that the council guys use on community service.
Thought about spraying it like Augusta, the golf course. Spray it green.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they did?
Anyway, that's me in a nutshell.
What up, fella?
No, this is me in a nutshell. What about you?
Oh, I was going to say, what you want if your kid's ill is a weekend like I had, where you're just not at home. Because Friday I did BT Sport, commentated on Bristol Exeter with Ugo and Ali.
Oh.
And Babes was there and all that. And it was like, mate, it was class. It was class. Talk about that in a minute, but I love that. And
it was like an episode of Line of Duty. Had everything in it.
It had everything. And the next day I was up and at them, and then we did a Channel 5 live game, Irish Quins, which was also dramatic. First half was a bit hard work, actually, but it got dramatic. And I got home early, so I took the kids out for their favourite takeaway in Bath, which is a place called Mr. D's, which I'd never been before, but turned out to be an ace burger.
Did you have the chips. Double D?
Yep. putting either D cup. Sunday up to Coventry. So a few miles this weekend, fella. A few miles.
Cha-ching.
No,
that's not why I do it, but thanks very much.
Yeah.
Nice little Bunsen. Well done, mate.
Well, that's funny because the reality is this is a bit of insight for those of you at home, listening at home. You basically commentate on 3 games in 3 days. You are, whatever anyone says, you're knackered by the end of it.
Of course.
And it's like, I was broken last night. Just, I guess it's the miles more than anything, and it's being on and all that. And you work out that it is 3 games is just about 50 to 60% of the fee that you charge to host a lunch from 12 till 4 or something. Roast beef lunch or something, like a great event, but it's like one afternoon or one evening gets you the same fee as 3 days on telly. So people assume that it's the big bucks and they're like, no, that's not the case.
Not Dermot O'Leary.
No, but also that's the thing, that TV doesn't have to pay that much really, because everybody wants to do it. And we love it. That's just a bit of financial insight that you might not have wanted.
Speaking of TV flats, have you watched Sherpa yet?
Yep.
Do you enjoy it?
Yep.
Brilliant, wasn't it?
Yep.
It's about the Sherpas who mountain guides up Everest, and it documents 2014 when there's a massive ice fall and
avalanche.
Yeah, that's the one. And a few. Yeah, I won't spoil it.
Don't spoil it. I watched as soon as you said, you texted it, and then on our group, and then Jim Hamilton was like, "It's awesome." You were both like, "It's awesome." I was literally in front of the TV, having just had a shower, a couple of hours spare before I put the kids up. Beautiful coffee in my hand. I was like, "Oh, I'm just going to watch it right now." Spontaneous.
I started to watch the robbery of the art museum in Boston in 1990.
Oh, right.
It's interesting.
Is that the name of it? That's quite a catchy name for a documentary. What's it called?
I couldn't remember the name. That's why I had to describe it. But it's on Netflix. It's one of the. It's probably in the top 10. But basically, they.
I don't believe the top 10s. I think they're all balls.
Yeah,
make them up.
But that. But it's an easy way to find it. Okay.
Okay.
My point to you. But it's an art museum, and billions of pounds worth of art goes missing. But it's really strange. Like, the art that was stolen wasn't necessarily the most valuable, took random parts. I'm halfway through it, so I can't really tell you what happens, but it's very interesting.
Okay, great.
Very interesting.
Okay, so that's good stuff.
I'm on that. I didn't watch Line of Duty last night, did you?
You didn't watch it?
I couldn't, mate.
Because of your bloody kid?
Yeah.
God, he pisses me off. No offence, mate.
He does. No, mate. Feel free to tell him. Actually, I could drop him around, Len, and you can tell him over a couple of days if you want.
I'll just stick him in the dog bowl. Sorry, mate, I know we don't use bad language on this, but if he's been a knob, he needs to be told.
Yeah, no.
Kids can be knobs too. Yeah, that is a shame, because last night, I won't spoil anything for you.
No,
last
you will.
Night, I won't. There is a 27-minute
fight scene?
Interrogation.
Okay.
In the glass box.
I love that.
27 minutes, and it's just what it is.
It's 21 Tommy. Minutes, the noise going beep.
Yeah, so annoying.
I know.
I was thinking, if I did Hastings' job, every time I did that, I'd be like, that fucking noise. But Hastings, he's my favourite TV character at the moment in any show.
Fella.
Except you on Premise Sports.
The letter of the law.
He is just, last week's the last one. And Mish, our agent Mish, and I both thought last night was the last one.
Yeah.
And we both found out yesterday evening that there was another one.
It's quite easy, mate.
What, to find out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just assumed this was the last one. I hadn't thought about it.
You know what I'm like with assuming, mate.
I know.
Out you and me.
But the euphoria was real.
Oh,
we were very epic.
Good. I'm looking forward. I'm going to watch it tonight, okay?
Yeah. It was really, really, really good.
Okay. Okay.
It's not... Is it my favourite programme on TV? It is at the moment. But overall, I think my favourite TV programme is 24 Hours in Police Custody.
Succession.
Succession, brilliant. But 24 Hours in Police Custody is on at the moment.
Okay.
Fella, it's so good.
Just watch and not have to catch up on anything? Bit like The American Office.
It's documentaries, one at a time, 1 hour.
Talk about America and The American Office. Did you see Shane Williams and Jamie Roberts, the two American dads? I put a tweet out.
Oh, yeah. In their sneens. In their sneens.
Proper running trainers they were. I think they were Asics, you know, so proper marathon runner trainers, both white, pair of jeans.
Yeah, what was that about?
All right, guys, your dads. I get it.
Why were they doing that, though?
Well, I had to rewind it to the start to watch it, just in case Ross Harris was going to explain why they're wearing trainers. Maybe they walked there for a charity
or something.
Yeah, but no.
Really?
They actually decided to wear that.
They didn't?
Yep. I understand Shane a little bit. You know, he's very sporty. He's always doing these extreme challenges.
I saw Doc in a pair of jeans pitch side once that was so tight I could see his breakfast. And I thought...
What was it?
It was double-edged chick baked bean. But I thought, they look good on him because he's in good nick, he's a big bloke. And I thought, do you know what? They're punchy, but they do look good on you.
Mm.
And the trainers shocked me. I thought they must have run there to save
children's
lives or something.
He's a dad now. You know, he named his boy Tomas after me, I think. And I think he wants people to know. He wants people to know, like John Rahm, the golfer. You know, wants everyone to know that he's a dad. The amount of times he mentioned you'd had a baby at the Masters.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well done, mate. I've had three of them.
Yeah. Triple. But anyone can be a dad, fella. It's not hard. The real challenge is being father.
Yeah, I get that. But still to be a good dad, you need a tablet, I think.
That's well, like a cow pulling tablet form.
That's what the kids really want.
Yeah. Although, tonight, I pick my kids up from school. They don't finish school till like 5:15. It's ace. So, finish school at 5:15. About 4:30, about 4:45, I will light some logs in the back garden on an asado grill that I've got, this little grill.
Yeah.
And when I come home, instead of them having crisps and biscuits, which they probably have anyway, we're going to go outside.
Crackling.
And put a couple of steaks on a log fire and cook it. You think, oh, ace, what a legend. They will hate it.
Yeah.
They'll be so bored by it. But I will force them to do it, or I'll take their gadgets away.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll hate me for it.
Yeah,
it won't be great.
Cruel to be kind. So it
sounds like I'm a great dad. Really, I'm forcing my kids to do stuff that I want to do for fun.
Yeah, I might ask mine if they want to carry a golf bag around tomorrow morning.
Oh, I saw a bloke the other day. Oh, you know, we're not going to go into this whole thing now. But Haskell did a thing. I didn't actually see it, but it turns out people have fired into him a bit about letting dogs off leads around sheep and stuff and whatever.
Just before we go into this, I'd love to see Haskell on SAS Who Dares Wins. Just, you know, in that interrogation room.
Yeah.
So Ant Middleton can just have a go at him.
Yeah.
And shout, God. Yeah. Put balaclava on and God. Get him out of there.
Yeah. But firstly, I haven't seen it, so I'm not commenting on what he said. I literally haven't actually seen any of it, but I never, ever, ever let my little French bulldog off, my dog off around sheep, because I did it once at Farley House.
Yeah, he's got
and
aspo.
He properly chased him, and it was really bad. And the farmer wasn't there. Luckily, got away with it. Otherwise, that is dead dog territory. He didn't bite them. He didn't get any of them. But it was really harrowing for the sheep and for me. And so now I'm very careful. But I did let my... luckily, I learned not the hard way, but I did let him off at the golf course and land down in Bath the other day. We just walk along, there's like a little Cotswold Way footpath next to it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
got a doggy bag with you?
Well, yeah, of course I have. He sees a golf ball bounce, and that's it. He's on the greens. And guess who doesn't like that? Putters. Golfists.
Someone going for a birdie, net eagle.
Golfers don't like dogs taking their balls in their mouths and running away and having them returned to the wrong position covered in dog spit.
I remember Sean Locke, you know, the comedian, on 8 out of 10 Cats, Countdown. Funny guy.
Very funny man, Christ.
He's talking about dog poos and stuff. And he said it's actually quite refreshing in the morning when you pick it up and put it in the bag because it's warm.
Yeah. Yeah. Summertime, not so much. But summertime, you can leave it till you're on the way back and it'll have dried out and you can pick it up. It's all crispy.
Before we smash into rugby, what have you got on this weekend or this week? Anything interesting? Pick out the highlights.
Yeah, I have actually.
All right.
I'm going on holiday.
Where? Staycation?
Cheltenham. I'm going for a night in like a proper Airbnb little lodge thing that's really nice little fancy place with nice views and a nice walk and a little barbecue that I'll take a couple of sausages along for. And just going to have a night away.
Oh, with who?
Your dad. No, with... with my girlfriend, Tom.
All right.
And the kids are not invited because they've got to go to school. So it's very modern arrangement, mine. So I can just, you know.
A couple of rose petals.
Yeah, it's just, you know what it is? It's actually just go somewhere else. Just sleep in a different room.
Got a playlist for like later on?
Neil Young, mate. It's just Neil Young and then Serial Killer podcasts. That's what we listen to in bed.
Smooth Operator.
Yeah.
Sade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So it'd be really nice.
Check out 10 months' time, guys.
No, just going for the walks. Yeah. So that's one thing that's happening.
Rekindle.
And then I've got, because it's European semis next weekend, I'm not working because I'm not a core talent at BT. So
yeah.
You're not working on that.
You've got the weekend to recover.
Yeah. Kick on. And I'm actually a social weekend, so I'm seeing my parents. I'm seeing Andy Beattie, the Beast.
Yes.
And he's got a new puppy and his wife, Pooh. So I'm seeing Pooh and Beast and their kids. And one of them is my goddaughter and Rube Meister, and she, a good chance she won't recognise me because it's been a while.
Because it changed a bit.
But I just send drum kits every. I'm going to start. I started doing this thing a while ago and then got out of the habit because I was convinced it was a terrible idea. But I think it's brilliant. I've got a few godchildren because I'm a great guy and I'm like fun Bobby. I cry myself to sleep, but I'm fun during the day. And I struggle to remember their birthdays. In fact, I'm terrible at it. So what I'm thinking of doing is,
on my birthday.
Right. Just send a present to all of my godchildren and my nieces and nephews on my birthday every year. So I send out 8 presents in January when my birthday is, and then I haven't got to worry for the rest of the year.
I'm Ava Omani's godfather, Dara's daughter.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, and I forget it a lot.
I bet you haven't seen her for years.
No, not at all. I haven't seen him for years.
Terrible bloke.
But I've got it in my diary now on a yearly reminder, so when I remember, I send presents for Tilly and Ronan. All in one. So I send 3 in one. Just to sort of try and buy their affection. A little postcard of sort of a photo of myself.
Yep.
This is me, guys. Don't forget me. Cherish me. I won't be around forever.
But I'm actually going to see one of mine. It's mad.
Yeah.
You're not meant to see him, are you?
My mother is having my kids this weekend. So I don't know what to do, really.
You'd probably go mad, won't you? What, if Theo's still ill?
No, he'd be all right by then.
Oh, you say that.
Well, I pretend he is anyway.
It'd be funny if he's not and you get a weekend at home again.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. Sometimes it's nice to have no plans. Like, I'm never like that. Never get time to myself. So, might be a bit of sport. Maybe there's a Grand Prix on. And I play golf Saturday morning in one of the comps. And it's bank holiday weekend as well, isn't it? So, Hopefully she can have until Monday. I love him though, in a way.
Yeah, in a way. You'll end up getting bloody lashed. That's one thing you'll bloody do, isn't it, you mad bugger? I came on the motorbike today, didn't I, boy?
Looked lovely. And he rode it in like a pro. I was like, that can't be flat. He looks too comfortable.
It's a bit blowy on the way over here.
Yeah, I'm used to seeing you on it, like having little speed wobbles all the time.
That bike, yeah.
Gripping the handlebars.
That bike, I don't want to get technical, Tommy, but remember when we were young and like you had someone had a 750cc bike that was like, that's quite punchy.
Yeah.
That is actually a 2,500 cc. It's got 2.5 litre engine, which is bigger than your average car.
Yeah,
it's quite a big engine. That, but
it looks lovely. It does look
lovely. Really nice. It's not a race bike like a sports bike, like a, you know, it's a naked bike. So you actually, I'm sure it would go very very fast. But if you did 85 on that, it'd feel like your helmet was going to blow off the top of your head. So it's actually just nice bit of low down grunt.
Yeah,
feels nice and very big heavy bike. And as soon as you step off, it is like riding a mountain bike, honestly. You just fingertip stuff. I love it. Absolutely love it.
I liked it when you turned off the engine, you could hear the clicking. Like a lawnmower.
Like a hairdryer.
Yeah.
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 Big hairdryer, that.
Right.
It's got.
We are digressing. Should we get into it?
It's got a 600cc bigger engine than that Audi Estate over there. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Rather the car, though.
No, you wouldn't.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's do it.
You were at...
We've wasted so much time now.
I know, we'll let's have to fly through this.
Just be quick, then.
You were at Bristol v Exeter. Did you see that result coming, Exeter? My question to you, firstly, is there was a lot of appreciation for Sam Simmons in the game. Rightly so. Fantastic. When he took that ball, made a break in his own half, he looked like a winger. Okay, yep. If you, not you in Warren Gatland's shoes, but if you were picking the Lions tour, and it was a toss-up, you heard me, between him,
did you call me? Yep.
And Hamish Watson for back row cover, who are you picking? And don't sit on the fence.
No, I won't sit on the fence.
Because it doesn't suit you.
No, it doesn't suit the fence.
And it won't fit.
I would pick Sam Simmons.
Oh.
And I realise there won't be many people
play the tournament, Hamish Watson.
I know that. Oh. I know that. And I love Hamish Watson. But yeah. I think Sam Simmons, hard grounds. Hamish Watson is amazing in close quarter stuff. He's like top of the range close quarter stuff. Sam Simmons for me is like an 8 out of 10 at close quarters. He hits hard. He turns ball over. He does a lot of what Hamish Watson does actually.
Yeah.
But as soon as there's a bit of space, he is leagues ahead. And that's not a comment on Hamish Watson. That's a comment on Sam Simmons. He's a very unusual player. But you put a bit of space. You got hard grounds in South Africa, trying to play a high-tempo game against the big pack. You need someone who can hit hard, but can also skin wingers.
So are you sort of saying Hamish Watson is a lot like Steven Seagal, and then Sam Simmons is more like Rambo, John Jay?
Wesley Snipes, I'm thinking.
All right. Because like Steven Seagal's really good at close-quarter combat, does everything with his hands.
Yeah, I think Gatland will take Hamish Watson and he will not take Sam Simmons, but my opinion is the other one. But
I don't
know.
I can't tell you, mate. I don't know. No idea.
Don't sit on the fence.
Hamish Watson, because he's not been on the pod. I don't know. Look, if it's a toss-up between those two, I'd take Sam Simmons. I do know. I don't know why I said I don't know. I think he's that good.
I was thinking Hamish Watson would be a nightmare to play against, but he'd be really hard work. But Sam Simmons could ruin your life.
He could ruin your life.
He could embarrass you at any point.
And there is no point, I don't think, trying to take on South African rugby team. I don't know where I was going then. The South Africans, in their own game plan. I think you've got to be different. England tried that in the World Cup, and I think it's really good for the Lions, that game, actually, to actually see how not to do it.
Good point. I think, yeah.
And he does offer something completely different. You could probably play him at seven. I know he's not specialist seven, and you know, sevens are great because they're so good over the ball and that is a skill in itself. No, but there would be better jacklers around the...
Yeah, but Peter Stefty Toy plays seven a lot and he's not a jackler. He's 6'7".
They're not really interested in jackling, really, are they? Too much they're interested in line speed and smashing him in the contact.
Yeah.
But I think you have to fit him in. You have to fit him in somewhere.
I really hope they do. He is.
And I think it might be a bit of a two-finger stick up to Eddie Jones from Gatland as
which
well.
Which Gatland might like.
Yep.
Honestly, you watched it. He was just, oh my God, he was good. Oh my days, he was good.
There were some really good performances over the weekend.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed the rugby. Like, this is my point at the start. We're seeing a different blend of rugby right now because of the weather, because of the conditions.
Yeah.
Ever since Ronan O'Gara came out with KBA.
KBA.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it comes from your coach, doesn't it? It comes from how they want you to play the game. And it just seems positive at the moment.
He's got a top job at La Rochelle, isn't he?
Yeah, he does. Roger deserves it. Piers O'Connor looked really good in the first half. Defensively, he looked good. I know he missed a couple of tackles in that second half, but it was all Exeter in that second half. But really impressed with him at 13.
I thought that, obviously, both teams missing the odd one, but Bristol Bears missing a few others.
Hughes.
They're missing some punchy players there, including the best player in the world last year at least, before DuPont.
Well, they're missing 10, weren't they, as well? Sheedy wasn't playing.
They're missing Sheedy, they're missing Randrandra, they're missing Hughes, there's Ben Earl, wasn't playing. Yeah, so there's some serious firepower. They're not playing. Harry Thacker's not back yet. So there's all that. I still think that's your final, but the power, the aggression and power of Exeter was like, whoa. And you, because they're like a nice old group of boys and we know they're good players and all that, and Rob Baxter's a nice old boy and he's very open and all that. You could get away with thinking, well, they just, you know, they kind of got the same old boys that they wheel out. If you actually look at the selection, especially in the back row, there are a lot of guys who play a lot of games and get replaced. So, you know, like Jacques Vermeulen's only been there a season and a bit, and he's now flat out dominating, you know.
Yeah.
Dave Ewers was missing, and he is such an important player. And Vermeulen was like, oh, I mean, they were so good. They were so good.
Really good.
So I thought Bristol would win that game, Tom.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. And Irish Quinns at the weekend on Saturday.
Right, so Esterhazen, I've not seen it. I've read about it. But obviously a 12, a South African 12. And then you've got Damien Delonde, another South African 12 at Munster. But you don't see Delonde doing the same sort of tackles, the same carries that Esterhazen does. Is Esterhazen, well, I think he's a bit of a liability.
I think he's...
He's big, he's powerful, but he's always got a high shot in him. He's always got a forearm.
I think carry. You might be right on that front, but he is one of the most important players in the Quinns team. And I think they might struggle now without him. He's become that important. He is really, really good at the gain line.
And give you that.
Hitting hard, smashing over the gain line.
But he's got red card in him, mate.
Every
game, you look at him thinking, you could give away
maybe
a red card.
Maybe. It was a really silly red as well.
Do you know, in the Pro 14, they're trying a few new rule variations. One is the red card, going off for 20 minutes and then being able to be replaced.
Yeah.
Another is goal line dropouts.
Yeah, tell me about the goal line dropout.
Not seen one yet.
I don't get it at all.
Not seen one yet. Desperate. It's similarly like a maul would happen. Like if you're driving a maul and it's called a maul and it goes down, then it's turnover ball, isn't it? Similarly with a drive in maul or line out, 5 meters out.
Oh, so if you're attacking my 5 meter line, my try line, and I hold your maul up, and I get awarded the scrum. Instead of taking a scrum on my 5 meter line, I can drop it out.
Yes,
because you are turning over
No, but if you go over the line, it's your scrum. If you're driving the ball over an opposition line 5 meters out, it's your scrum then 5 meters out.
Yeah, but that's not what I meant. So if you're attacking my try line and you get held up over the line, it's your scrum still. But if I turn you over before you get to the try line and I turn your maul, collapse your maul and turn you over or whatever before you get to my try line, and it's a turn, you threw the ball into the line out, but we turn it over. Instead of taking a scrum, our put in on our 5 meter line, I can kick the ball out, drop the ball out.
It's not over the line, so it's play on as normal rules. But if you're over the try line.
Yeah, but when, that's it. What can I choose a dropout instead of? Do you know what I mean?
You can't choose a dropout. You're given a dropout. You're given a dropout if it's touchdown over the line.
So if I hold you up,
held
over, the
up
line,
over the line, yeah.
So if I hold you up over the line, I then drop the ball out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's that. And also,
why?
Just trying it out. Just favours the defensive team more so, I think.
But that's not favouring the attacking team. You've got over the line and been held up.
So
on the holding up
the
thing, I think the whole holding up thing needs a look, because you can get a foot or a hand underneath the ball. Like if there's a body underneath it or a leg, fine. I don't think a hand underneath it from opposition should count as being held up.
Okay, anyway, they're trying that out.
Yeah,
there's also the captain's challenge. So you can ask the referee to look at foul play. You get one chance during a game.
Oh, right.
Or there might be foul play. I think it might only be foul play. Or a try decision, maybe. But then, in the last 5 minutes, if you haven't used that challenge already, you can use a challenge to question any referee decision with 5 minutes left to go. And Connor Ulster did that. Referee Andrew Brace gave it a knock-on to Connor when Ulster were leading. But that was challenged, and it was deemed that the ball was ripped out by Mike Lowry, so it was a penalty to Connacht. Connacht kicked a touch and ended up scoring a try and winning the game for the captain's challenge.
Blimey hell. Good stuff.
Yeah, sorry about that. So
Irish Quinns was quite... I mean, it was ultimately... wasn't quite as good a game as we hoped, but it got dramatic. So when Quinns needed a big scrum, they got one, and then Mike Brown scored a couple of phases later after the Irish pack had been knocked sideways. And then Marcus Smith put a proper Henry Slade kick into the corner with a minute to go because they were down because Esterhazen was off.
Yes.
And the Marcus Smith's finish was great. I think the inside tackle, the cover tackle from I think it was Cornish, was really weak. And I think if you don't sub Blair Cowan off, there's a good chance he makes that tackle and Smith doesn't score, because it was a bit... Paddy Jackson got outside Marcus Smith and let him step inside into clean air, which is a real defensive error, I thought. Having Paddy Jackson having kicked it out on the full and cost him a load of yards earlier before that as well. So not brilliant from final 10 minutes from him. But the throw from Joe Gray for the Quinns line out before Marcus Smith scored was mega, because Irish were right. It was properly pinpoint at the back, and hookers don't get enough credit for that. That was mega. But it Quinns lost Esther Hazen. He's their gain line guy.
Mm.
They also lost Will Evans to what looked like a nasty injury, and he's nicked more ball than anyone else in the Prem by miles, like by 15 turnovers or something.
Wow.
So they've now lost the guy that gets them over the gain line. They've lost the guy that nicks them ball. I think they might struggle because of that.
Newcastle took quite an early lead against Gloucester. I think at one stage it was 21-7 up.
Yeah, half-time
Really good tries as well, actually. I love the fact they're tapping and going 5 metres out as well. Who's the hooker for Newcastle?
McGuigan. He's so good.
He's really good, mate. Yeah. Really good.
He is top of the range.
But Gloucester come back, as you sort of thought they would. Lewis Rees-Zammit, man of the match. See how quick he was? It's jokes, mate.
Joke, but also...
Absolutely jokes.
His work for the Willie Hines try when he gets that ball away. You know he's going to get the ball away. You know he's not just quick. He's class.
You're sort of wondering, where's he going to go when he's got the ball? Because he's in space. Is he going to take the fullback on? Is he not? But ends up just stepping inside, and is a lovely line by Willie Hines in the end.
What a player.
What I would say is... I'm trying to think now. Who was the... Luke Evans.
Lloyd Evans.
Yeah. Scores his try far too easily.
Shouldn't score that boy.
No. And I know it was a good try. Well taken. But... he's got to be tackled. There's no doubt about that. They're just falling off him. And he's a good player, Luke Evans, but you're not looking... he's not like a Radraja when he's carrying the ball.
He shouldn't be scoring that. I said it on the highlights as well on telly. That's just... they did it again. They did it last week. They just should not. They're conceding tries way too easily.
Ackerman's kick through as well.
Yeah.
Was simply beautiful. It was so good.
I'm glad he stayed after his dad left, because he's so good for Gloss. He's good to watch as well.
So anyway, they sneak it. Leicester should have beaten Northampton, I thought. Yeah, they had two chances. Just close your door a little bit. We can hear. There was the bang. We're sat in the car here, and we're... now our tomato fields in a greenhouse.
Yeah, it's quite warm, isn't it?
It's good though, mate. Saunas are good for you.
Can we get a tan? No, not through the window.
But Leicester had two chances right at the end, and both were turned over by Northampton, who were brilliant on the day. Dan Bigger, warrior. About to go off, but ends up staying on, so couldn't have been that bad. What I'm saying.
Milking it. He's good milking.
Just making sure he's all right. But his form at the moment.
Lions 10?
I think so. There's no one else really. I've not seen actually Finn Russell too much, his form. But at the moment, Northern Hemisphere, he's outplaying Jonathan Sexton at the moment.
Yep. He was so good at the weekend. He was so good. And Tom Wood and Lewis Ludlam, the flankers, Walcher, were they good?
Yeah, but they were so good in the breakdown towards the end there. And you've got like Jasper Visa.
Yeah.
Brilliant carrier.
Oh.
What a carrier.
He's best carrier in the league.
Yeah, I think he is. But Northampton, a couple of big, big turnovers when the pressure is right on them. And that ended up saving them. Otherwise, I thought Leicester were going to pull it off. Here's one for the books. Munster beating Leinster the weekend at RDS.
Yeah.
Leinster lose Harry Byrne, their number 10, early doors, like within the first 1 or 2 minutes. And Munster were full on, flat out, strong team. Picked the strongest team they could. Delonde was brilliant, man of the match performance. They were all good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Was he good?
CJ Stander was good, and Marnie was good, yeah. Bit of a surprise, bit of a turnout for the books, though, because Leinster did have a strong team, but... just weak at halfback area.
Okay, yeah, good to know.
And that doesn't happen very often. I think that's the third loss in the league this
year. Good, though.
Yeah, it's good.
For the neutral, it's good.
Really good. We'll finish on... Marcel beat Worcester. We'll finish on...
a great game, that.
Wasp Bath. Jacob Umana, talk to me.
Really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
He looked loose. He looked quick. When I say loose, relaxed is what I mean. A lot of stuff he tried came off. And Wasps were brilliant the first half last week against Chiefs and got dismantled in the second half. And Bath came back and you thought, oh my God, Wasps are going to cough up another lead. But they basically got regrouped, got back together. Umanga never panicked. He had some lovely touches. Joe Launchbury looked like he might have got a serious injury. That is a killer for them because they struggle without him. But actually, Ben Urbano got a red card.
That was a difference.
Just for an upright tackle.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not anything aggressive. He just didn't dip. And nutted a guy in the face, basically. And what happened then is Bath go straight to the corner, score from a driving maul. So you remove a prop. That's the last guy you want to remove, really, from a driving maul, especially a fresh prop, because he wasn't in the team this week because he struggled a bit against Dan Cole last week. And so he's come off the bench fresh. And he's a fresh prop is your top guy in a line-out defensive, a maul defence, because they get low. They're used to being in there and they're in the mixer and they're low and powerful and all that. So that helped. And then this bar scrum got crushed a couple of minutes later on the left-hand side, which is where he would have been. So they were down a man. And the bar scrum got battered on their loose head side. And that means Wasps were going, motoring forward on the right. They went right and Paolo and Dogu scored untouched, unopposed. So actually, I think that red card cost Bath the game.
Interesting to see. Well, it's lovely to see Josh Bassett with a bit of space, because you actually, when you get that, when you get intercepts, when you get wingers running in from 40, 50 metres out, you can actually see how fast they are.
And I never knew he was that quick.
He looked super quick.
Been watching him for years and I knew he was class, but I didn't know he looked well fast.
Le Bourgeois, where's he from?
I think he's from Bedford.
Just wondering.
Yeah, I don't know actually.
He's got a foreign surname.
Le Bourgeois. Yeah, he's not. I think he's not French. Okay. I don't know actually, but I like him. Do you know why I like him? Because he's a maniac.
Yeah, He's like Chris Harris, I think, in a way. They're quite similar. Work rate's really good.
But he's so hard, mate.
Offers himself.
He's so hard. He's like Blair Cowan, but a centre. He batters people. He's
but
great.
When you've got Dan Robson and Jacob Umanga coming around on a strike move, it's so difficult to defend.
Yeah.
Like Wasps do it more so, I think, than any other team using Robson as a playmaker and a decision maker. Normally, most moves are run off 12 now, like in a diamond formation. So they put behind, and you've got two diamonds, one there, one outside. But Wasps do it slightly different. They play a lot off nine because Robson's so quick and so sharp, and his decision making is brilliant. Like a 10, you know. Because that's the hardest part, I think, is it's quite easy to run decoys, to run angles. The hardest part is picking out the right one because you've got three options. But the best players do it well. He does it. Another player that I mentioned quickly, Sam Davis at the Dragons. Really good at the moment, decision-making. Dragons look like a different team the last few months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, huge carries from Moriarty, from Wainwright. Get them over the gain line. And it's so much easier then for your nines and tens to make the right decision.
Yeah.
And Sam Davis is doing really well at that. I gave Guinness Player of the Match to Jonah Holmes, scored two tries at the weekend. His pickup is acceleration. Super impressive. Yeah. But defensively, he is really good as well, as was Owen in the centre. Some really good performances by the Dragons. Scarlets, I think that's the fourth time the team's put 50 points on them.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's grim.
Dwayne Peel's going there as head coach. So maybe that would change. But I suppose the biggest thing they've got, the Scarlets, is they need to shore themselves up defensively. Because attacking-wise, they can score tries. They're actually really good.
Yeah.
And create a lot of tries, especially off the first three phases. But they leak so many.
Kills you, boy.
Kills you.
If it bleeds, we can kill
it. Part of that is like looking after the ball. I said this, you know, if you look after the ball for longer periods, opposing teams won't have as much chance to attack you. So theoretically, you should score less tries.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a bit more structure into your defence. Slow the ball down, better. Get off the line quicker. Bigger collisions. Oh, man, I might apply for the job. I'm boiling.
Summer rugby. We're boiling. It's time to go, isn't it? But before we go, quick mention, if you don't mind, Tommy. If you're listening, I'd love it if you went to Get Fit in Bath on the Instagram page, Get Fit in Bath, and just consider donating to their GoFundMe page, because it's a lovely man called Dave and his late wife, Tash, run the gym. And sadly, Tash was out for a run very recently and was hit by a car and died. And you know, it's just sort of the little Bath community, but a lot of people have been very affected by it, and Dave has been amazing, and there is a fund going to do all sorts of nice things. So if there's any way you could donate, go and have a look.
That's lovely.
And count yourself lucky for the day. That's what I'm going to do.
For your information, John Dawes passed away recently as well. Family friend.
Oh, really?
Friend of my dad's. Yeah, he took him around Cawley Island last year, had pneumonia, and passed away last week. So the funeral's coming up soon. But
icon, man.
Yeah, an icon. only ever captain of the Lions to win a series in New Zealand, coach, lovely guy, always had loads of chats with him, London Welsh man through and through, actually played with his son in the A's down there. Yeah. What are the A's called now? The Druids, I think.
The Druids.
But yeah, so really sad news. Anyway, that's it. I'm sweating.
Yeah,
I'm sweating.
So what? It's like, so what? I'm opening the door now.
Yeah,
again.
It's like my wife is going through my phone at the moment. That's how much is coming off me. We'll speak to you next week.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.